The John DeBella Podcast.
Here's something that you could look forward to.
All right.
All right. A new study says dad jokes actually have a positive effect on kids' development.
Okay.
All right.
That's cool.
Researchers say that when fathers embarrass their children with unfunny joke, it teaches them how to overcome awkwardness.
Okay.
All right. I mean,
what?
Yeah, well, pushing your kids and to show how what their limit is on embarrassment.
Okay. All right? All right. This is more for like teenagers.
Yeah, this is older kids, not for little kids. The little kids don't get the joke.
My kids' jokes are horrendous at the moment. Jack would be like, "Knock, knock, who's there?" Chicken butt who? Chicken butt you. That's literally a joke I was told by a 3-year-old. And Steven's aren't much better. His was a knock knock, who's there? Pete. Or a pizza. Pizza who? Pete's a good guy. All right.
Good, okay.
Good for Pete.
That's good for Pete. Right? No, so basically you can just keep repeating your stale old puns to your kids and things should be fine, you know? Mom asks if your kids are spoiled. Said, no, I just think that's how they smell. All kids smell that way.
I hate you.
All right. You're going to hate me more now.
Dad Joke Theater.
Dad Joke Theater.
Do you know what a kidnapper's favorite shoes are?
White Vans.
How'd you know that?
Hey, look, a bee.
The John DeBella Show. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for
random facts.
1, 2, 3, bah! All right, so by one estimate, BTS, the Korean boy band.
Yes.
All right, BTS adds an estimated $5 billion annually to South Korea's economy.
Wow.
That's around 0.5% of the country's entire economy. All right. What do you got, Sam?
Grover Cleveland is the only president who had a child when he was president. His wife gave birth to a daughter during his second term in 1893.
Oh, how sweet. All right, Steve?
Only 4 NFL teams have never made the Super Bowl. The Cleveland Browns, Detroit Lions, Houston Texans, and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguars, all right. Yes. And lastly this morning, Merv Griffin originally wrote the final Jeopardy theme as a lullaby for his son. These two don't blend, do they?
No.
Okay, all right. It was called A Time for Tony, and he earned more than $70 million from it playing on Jeopardy. And there are your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
It was on this date in 1969 that John and Yoko got married, and out of that honeymoon came the song The Ballad of John and Yoko, which was actually the last number one single that the Beatles had put out. And, well, the story in the song is basically what went down. Here's John.
We wanted to get married on the cross-channel ferry. Mm. That was the romantic part when we went to Southampton. And then we couldn't get on because she wasn't English and she couldn't get that day visa to go across. And they said, anyway, you can't get married. The captain's not allowed to do it anymore. So we were in Paris and we were calling Peter Brown and said, we want to get married. Where can we go? And he called back and said, Gibraltar's the only place. So, okay, let's go. And we went there. Beautiful.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Send the herd.
All right, what do you got, Steve?
All right, if you steal a car in New York City, it might take the cops a while to track you down.
Mm-hmm.
If you steal a giant airport bus, about an hour. 43-year-old man arrested in New York last week after he stole an American Airlines employee bus from JFK Airport.
God.
It was just left unattended, idling somewhere, so an easy target, right? There was no one else in the bus. It was the middle of the night, so the guy decided he would take it for a drive to Manhattan, about 20 miles from JFK. Before the cops finally closed in on him, they pulled him over, and he said he was arrested without incident. So it wasn't like the movie Speed with Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves
right.
and Dennis Hopper.
Right.
The cops said there are 10 previous arrests on his record.
Oh, my God.
This is the first time he's stolen an American Airlines bus.
In the herd.
I see your vehicle story and raise you one. A truck might have been a better choice for a getaway vehicle here, or really anything that runs on gas, to tell you the truth. All right, two idiots near Atlanta recently stole a bunch of stuff from a Sam's Club, so much that they could barely fit it into their car. They walked off with several gaming systems and other random stuff like meat and electric toothbrushes.
Okay.
The cops were able to catch up with them about 10 miles down the road when they stopped to recharge their Tesla. Okay. Teslas take about 30 minutes or more to fully charge, so they had to plan ahead, and apparently they did not.
Okay.
The stuff they sold was worth about $8,700, so they're facing felony charges. They also had several guns, a few bags of weed. Cops attacked on charges for possession of marijuana and intent to distribute and possession of a firearm while committing a crime. They are headed to jail for a while.
In the herd.
Back to you.
All right. Police video shows officers chasing Pedro Villalobos. He was driving a truck that he had carjacked.
Okay.
He had a trailer in tow.
All right.
He tried to make a quick left turn. Guess what happened?
Trailer didn't.
Uh-huh. He lost control of the vehicle. He decided to jump out of the truck.
Okay.
And opt for faster means of escape. He used his skateboard.
His skateboard.
Odds were not in his favor because police have cars. One officer was able to position himself further down the road that Villalobos was skateboarding on and was able to get in his path, push him off the board into the ground. Villalobos was taken to the hospital for a leg injury and booked on 2 counts of vehicle theft and 1 count of reckless evading.
In the herd.
All right, to keep the automotive theme going.
All right.
All right. There are a few times that it doesn't make sense to take your car to the car wash, like when it's raining, when you're late for work, when you're a driver as the getaway car.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right. A man in Ohio was busted a couple of weeks ago after he allegedly stole about $500 worth of merchandise from a Giant Eagle supermarket, and he might have gotten away with it, but his getaway driver decided while he was in there, he was going to get the car wash next door. While the theft was happening, the car wash took longer than expected. The thief pushed the cart full of stuff over to the car wash, but they were basically trapped in line between two other cars. In the meantime, the store called the cops, and they nabbed the guys while they were still in the car wash. Okay? One was charged with theft. The other was arrested on an outstanding warrant, and it's unclear whether or not the car ever really got washed.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Show.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.